Okay, so today I'd like to share with you what's happening in Uluwela up to Rajaka Hill when the two top disciple arise appear in Mambu Grove, okay? To connect you with the places that we have visited. Then even be more meaningful for your knowledge. Okay. So after Buddha's enlightenment in where? Bodhgaya. So he spent, some say 7 weeks, some say 5 weeks, but that is not so important. Important is the Dharma. Okay. Don't spend time going and say, quarrel with people, 5 weeks or 7 weeks. That is not the essence of the teaching. What is the essence of teaching? Four noble truth is the essence of teaching. Okay. So after 7 days, 7 weeks, Buddha before 7 weeks, that a thought arise in Buddha's mind. He thought, the Dharma I attain, I experience is so profound, so deep, and it's against human beings' desire. So if I preach the Dharma, I get myself very tired because people who enjoy sensual pleasures, who have a lot of craving for life, for sensual pleasures, will not understand my teaching. Then he said, why not? I don't want to share. Otherwise, I become very tired because people cannot understand me. People do not respect the Dharma. So it's a waste of my time. Then after that, when the thought arose in his mind, then the Brahma who stay in the Brahma realm, we have three realm of existence. The first is called sensual realms where we stay. Okay. The second one is called Rupa realm. Those who got jhana can go reborn there. We no jhana cannot go there. Okay. Then the up one is called Arupa realm. So Sahampati Brahma stay in Rupa realm. Sahampati Brahma, those who stay in Rupa realm got psychic power. So immediately he knew Buddha's mind. Then with a snap of finger, he came down from Brahma realm and talk to Buddha. Then he told Buddha that, oh, blessed one, in this world, there are people who have few dust in the eyes. Although majority got many dust in the eyes, that's why their eyes are blind, full of dust, cannot see clearly the real nature of samsara. But still, there are people who have only few dust. So for this type of people, if they do not got chance to listen to your teaching, it will be a great loss for them. Just like a pond, the lotus pond. Some immerse out of the mud, right? This type of people only got few dust because they come out from the mud. They are not inside the mud. So this type of people can see reality as they are. So after that, Buddha was convinced by Sahampati and decided to talk. Now I have a question for you. The Buddha arise in this world simply because he want to save or he want to preach the Dharma to help people to cross the depth of life of samsara. No, before he become Buddha. Why he want to become Buddha? Because he want to help people. But why after he become Buddha, then he don't want to teach? That is against his vow to save all sentient beings or to help all sentient beings to cross the birth and death of samsara. Okay, why? Why he didn't want to teach? Against his original vow, right?
It's too hard.
Yes, one is before he became Buddha, he never realized that nirvana. that destruction of the lust is so difficult to attain. And non-self nature, parivibbana, the cessation of nama-rupa, is very scary for many people. Because most people cling to life. They want to be assist. They want to live in the world constantly. So all religion talk about eternality life. Even Hinduism talk about eternality life. Islam talk about eternality life. None of any religion talk about cessation of nam, mind and body with no existence. So it can be very scary for people. After parivibbana, where am I? Because people strongly cling to existence of I, of mind, of life. So before Buddha gained enlightenment, he did not understand such profound Dharma that he had attained. And such profound Dharma is against human beings' desire. Therefore, he said, forget it. It's too hard to teach. So this is one of the reasons. The second reason is he knows Sahampati will come to persuade, to ask him to teach the Dharma. In order to show the greatness of the Dharma. You see, the Brahma world. Sahampati is also highly worshipped by Hindu. Hindu pay homage to Brahma. They are religion, they want to reborn in Brahma world. They say human beings come from Brahma, come from Brahma's mouth. The low caste come from Brahma's feet. High caste come from Brahma's mouth. So to them, Brahma is a great being that they worship. So now, the Brahma have to come to Brahma world and to ask Buddha, to place Buddha to teach. This show that greatness of the Dharma. Buddha also want to show the greatness, the precious teaching of the Dharma. So for these two reasons, Buddha first, he didn't want to teach. Okay? Then after that, Buddha agreed to teach. Then he thought to himself, whom should I teach first? So first appear is Alala and Uddaka, because these two teachers had taught him attainment of Arupa Jhana before he became Buddha. So the gratitude, as a student, we always have gratitude towards the teacher. The teacher impart the knowledge unselfishly to the student. Without gratitude, we are not human beings. We are animals. Therefore, Buddha recollected his gratitude towards Alala and Uddaka. Although what they taught him is not the path to enlightenment, he still have that gratitude. So he used psychic power to see where is Alala, where is Uddaka. Unfortunately, Alala and Uddaka just passed away 1 week or 2 weeks ago. Then Buddha said, what a loss. What a loss. Alala and Uddaka reborn in Arupa world. They have no ear. Otherwise, Buddha can go to Brahma world to teach them. But they have no ear. So even Buddha go to the Brahma world, they have no ear to listen to talk. Without listen to talk, no one can become enlightened except Buddha himself. Buddha is Samma Sambuddha. He gained enlightenment by his own effort and wisdom without teacher. So apart from Buddha, all sentient beings has to listen to talk first before become enlightened. So Brahma has no ear. So Buddha said, what a loss. Then what are the next person? You all know already. What are they? Five ascetics that have attended the Buddha while Buddha striving for enlightenment in Uruvela. Okay. Then these five ascetics left Buddha. They taught Buddha, when Buddha accepted Sunjata's meal. So they taught Buddha start to indulge in sensual pleasures. He is far away from the attainment of Buddhahood. Then it's not use follow him. Why not we left? We leave him. So the five monks left Sariputta, left Bodhisattva at that time, and they went to Isipathana Sarana, where we visited the place in the first, that is the first destination we visited. Remember that or not? Okay. So then Buddha set the journey to Isipathana. So when they met with these five monks, and these five monks saw the monk, the Buddha, they don't know the Bodhisattva has already become enlightened, become Buddha already. They say that, oh, the monk is coming. He indulged in sensual pleasures. Let us don't care him. No need to pay any attention to him because he's far away from the Buddhahood already. But Buddha come close and tell him, friends, I have become enlightened. Then they don't believe. For a second time, Buddha told him, I have become enlightened. I am awakened one. They don't believe. He said that even you practice self-mortification for 6 years and yet without gain any enlightenment, how come after eating you can enlighten? Why they have this type of view? Because in the before Buddha come to the world, the practice is the thought, the self-mortification is the only way to enlightenment. They think that all desire, like lust for the opposite sex, like wanting to eat good food, want to hear pleasant music, want to see a beautiful woman, all this lust and desire come from the body. So if body is well fed, if body is fed with good food, then the desire become more and more. Right? Therefore, in the ancient time, before Buddha came into enlightenment, they practiced self-mortification in order to gain enlightenment. They thought we must, torture the body until there's no desire from the body. So this is a wrong view, Wrong view adopted at that time. So, therefore they say, even Buddha practiced self-mortification for 6 years and cannot gain enlightenment. How can he become enlightened after eating milk rice offered by Sujata? But Buddha Buddha told, I already become enlightened. Then Buddha said, do I tell you before that I have attained enlightenment while you all accompanying me? Okay. The five monks think yes. Before that, Buddha never say he got enlightened. Now he say he got enlightened. I think maybe it's true that he really got enlightened. Then they start to pay respect to him and listen to his first sermon. What is his first sermon? Dhamma Chakka Pavattana Sutta, turning the wheel of the Dhamma. And this sutta deal only with four noble truths. And it's by practicing or realizing the four noble truths that Buddha become enlightened. So after Dhammacakka Pavattana Sutta, Kondanya becomes Sotapan. Then later on, as Buddha keep teaching, the remaining four monks also become Sotapan, but not yet Arahant. Until a few days later, Buddha taught the second sermon, that is Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, the Sutta of non-self characteristic, that all of them become Arahant. So now, how many Arahant in the world? Six, including Buddha himself. So there are six Arahant. Then after that, there was one very renowned lay person called Yasa. Yasa come from very, very wealthy family. So one day, while enjoying sensual pleasures with all the female, then he fell asleep Then the female saw him fell asleep. Then they also lie down here and there with the saliva flowing out from their mouth, right? So when Yasa woke up at the midnight, he saw all this, wow, like a channel, like a cemetery, he said, like a cemetery. Oh, so fearful, huh? It's life. So, repulsive is all this woman. So he get, we call spiritual urgency. He get a lot of samvega. So he came out from his house and telling that it's very fearful, it's very fearful. At that time, he went to Isipatthana. Then Buddha was walking up and down in the Isipatthana, and Buddha saw him. And Buddha said, oh, Yasa, come here. This place has no fear. Come. So Yasa came close to him, and Buddha preached him the Dharma from the Dana, Sila, then heavenly bliss, and finally the Four Noble Truths, and Yasa become Sotapanna. So when Yasa disappeared from his golden house, his parent was very, what do you call, anxious. Where was Yasa? So his father followed the footprint of Yasa and also came to Isipatthana. At that time, Buddha saw his father. Buddha said that if Yasa's father saw Yasa here, his mind get disturbed. Yasa's father should not see his son beside me. So Buddha used psychic power to make Yasa's father cannot see Yasa. Then Buddha said, oh, come, sit here. I will listen to my talk. Then Buddha same thing, give Dana, Sila, and morality, heavenly bliss, then Four Noble Truths. Then Yasa's father become Sotapanna. At that time, Yasa also sit beside Buddha, right? But it's not apparent to Yasa's father. So he also listened to the talk. And when the talk finished, Yasa become Arahant. So at that time, two person, his son become Arahant, his father become Sotapanna. So Yasa's father asked Buddha, can he become the follower, the lay devotees of Buddha, and he take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So Yasa's father is the first lay man disciple take the three refuges. Okay. Then after that, Buddha let Yasa's father see the Yasa. Then Yasa, every time Yasa already become Arahant, so he has to become monk, otherwise he cannot live the world anymore. So he asked permission to become monk. Then Yasa's father invited Buddha and his follower for meal dana in his house. So the next day morning, Buddha and Yasa and another five ascetic monks who has become Arahant already, they all went to Yasa's house, and Yasa's mother and his former wife served the food, and Yasa gave them talk. And Yasa's mother and his wife also become Sotapanna. So they also take three refuges in from the Buddha. And Yasa's mother and former wife become the first female lay person to take three refuges in the history of Buddhism. Okay. Then after that, because Yasa is such a wealthy, influential monk at Sarana. So many of his friends, now they are, I think, 54 friends, all from very high class, all very wealthy, hear that Yasa, such a, you know, great monk, become the follower of the Buddha and become bhikkhu. Why not we follow his footsteps? So all these 54 wealthy merchants, from very good upbringing, very rich family, they came to Buddha, and Buddha gave them talk. All 54 become Arahant. So now how many Arahants there in the world? 61, including Buddha. So in Sarana Isipatthana, Buddha tell this 60 monks, you all should wonder in whole India. Wander in whole India for the sake of happiness and welfare for all sentient beings. Those beings who met you, who offer you food, will gain a lot of merit. When they listen to your talk, they will gain enlightenment. So go. Don't stay together. Go one by one, one person, one direction. Go roaming around the India. So that's how the Dhamma start to spread out. Okay? After that, Buddha asked them to leave, and he said that I will go to Uruvela. Uruvela is where he practiced self-mortification. Now, why he want to go back to Uruvela again? Why? Because he want to preach Dhamma to three brothers called Uruvela Kasapa, the head, and Gaya Kasapa and Nadi Kasapa. These three ascetic practice fire worshipping. Because before Buddha gained enlightenment, there is no noble evil path. All are wrong practices. Either self-mortification or rise and riches or worship the fire. So Uru Kasapa is very powerful. He got 500 followers. His brother got, some got 300, some got 200. But they practice the wrong practice. And yet Uru Kasapa thought he was Arahant. Because so many people worship him, then he forgot himself. Thought he was Arahant. So when Buddha arrived there, Buddha come close to him and say, can I stay in your place? Yes, you can stay, but there's a fierce naga here. If you can, you can stay. So Buddha used psychic power to tame the naga. So Buddha used many, many psychic power, to try to convince, Uruvela Kasapa that Buddha was Arahant. But Uru Kasapa was not convinced. Finally, Buddha said, this innocent person, this innocent monk, innocent or foolish ascetic, always think that he himself was Arahant and I am not Arahant. Let me tell the truth. So he tell Uru Kasapa, said that, Uru Kasapa, you are not Arahant. Neither you know the way to Arahantship. He tell the truth to the you don't even know the path how to practice to attain Arahant. How can you become Arahant? So only by telling the truth that Uru Kasapa was awakened. Buddha shows so many psychic power to Uru Kasapa. Uru Kasapa is not convinced that Buddha is Arahant. But by telling the truth, then Uru Kasapa was convinced that he himself is not Arahant. Then he bound to Buddha and become Buddha's disciple together with his another two brothers. So thousands of followers now. Because each monk, each Kasapa did have a lot of followers. So all followers, I think around 1,000 follow Buddha. Okay. Then Buddha bring this 1,000 people, then they move to Gaya. Bodh Gaya and Gaya is two different places. So that when they move to Gaya, Buddha give him the third discourse, fire sermon, Aditta Pariyaya Sutta. And all 1,000 followers become Arahant. So what's the content of this talk? Buddha said, fire sermon. He said, I is on fire. I, visible object, is on fire. I, contact, is on fire. I, consciousness, is on fire. Whatever feeling, whether pleasant, unpleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant, born out of ear contact, is on fire. They are burned. Burned by what? Okay. They are burned by what? Yes, by lust, some more? By anger, by delusion. Okay, how this comes to be? Let's say when your eye sees a beautiful object, When I see a beautiful object, this is a contact. We call eye contact. When there's eye contact, I see beautiful woman. I see. So it's called eye consciousness. So because the object is very beautiful, then due to this pleasant eye contact, there arise what? Pleasant feeling. There arise pleasant feeling. When there's pleasant feeling, depend on pleasant feeling, what arises? Craving arises. Depend on pleasant feeling, craving arises. So when at that moment, you are not aware, you don't have mindfulness, you are not aware that pleasant feeling has arisen in you, and you do not keep your mindfulness on that pleasant feeling, that pleasant feeling give rise to craving. So when the craving is, when craving arises, then you are burned by craving. That's why eye is on fire, eye consciousness is on fire, eye contact is on fire, feeling is on fire, craving is on fire. Similarly, when the eye sees your enemy, something you do not like, is eye also on fire. Visible object also on fire. Eye contact also on fire. Unpleasant feeling that arise also on fire. And dependent on unpleasant feeling, what follow after unpleasant feeling? What follow after unpleasant feeling?
Anger.
Anger, yes. So when anger arise and you do not have mindfulness to be aware of that anger, angry mind as angry mind is impermanent, then without mindfulness, you are burned by anger. Therefore, Buddha say, it is on fire. Suppose you see a stranger, then due to eye contact, what type of feeling will arise? Neither pleasant nor unpleasant. When neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling arise in your mind, you have no mindfulness. You do not take this neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling as object, then you thought you have no feeling at all. This is ignorance. So at that moment, when the ignorance arises in you, you are burned with the fire of ignorance. Therefore, Buddha said, eye is on fire, eye contact is on fire, eye consciousness on fire. Pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, all are on fire, all are burned by greed, hatred, and delusion. Okay. So is pleasant feeling permanent or impermanent? Impermanent. What is impermanent? Is it suffering or happiness? Suffering. What is impermanent? Subject to change, suffering, can you regard that feeling as my permanent self or not? Yes or no? No. Therefore, understand all feelings, whatever, understand all feelings are impermanent, suffering, and non-self, one gets disenchanted. Whatever feeling that arise, you keep contemplating impermanent, not myself, it arise due to causes, due to contact. Contact can be eye contact, can be ear contact, nose contact, tongue contact, body contact, or mind contact. So all are impermanent, all are suffering, all are non-self, because all arise due to causes. So once you keep seeing everything is impermanent, your mind get disenchanted. You do not like them anymore because you cannot control them, because they are arising and passing away, because they are not subject to your control. So your mind gets disenchanted. You want to detach from them. From the disenchantment, there is dispassion or fading away of the lust toward your feeling. You no more attach. You no more like whatever feeling that arises in you. Then being disenchanted, being dispassionate, fading, the last fade away, then one becomes liberated. So after this sermon, fire sermon, all 1,000 monks lit by Ulu Kasampa, Nadi Kasampa, and Gaya Kasampa become Arahant. Now more than 1,000 Arahant in the world. Okay. Then after that, Buddha moved to where we also visited, we call Rajagaha. Rajagaha. And when he arrived at Rajagaha, King Bimbisara, King Bimbisara met Bodhisattva before he became enlightened. So when Buddha moved to, when Bodhisattva set his journey from Kapilavastu, from the north, go down, then when he reached Rajagaha, before he became enlightened, he already met Bimbisara. And Bimbisara liked him very much and asked him to say, I give you half of my kingdom to you. You don't have to strive for Buddhahood. But Buddha said, no, this is not my desire. Then King Bimbisara said that if you gain enlightenment, don't forget to come back to me. So Buddha, after Bodhisattva gained enlightenment, he remembered his promise to King Bimbisara. So therefore, from Uruvela, he moved to Rajagaha in order to meet with King Bimbisara. So King Bimbisara heard about this and quickly came to Buddha. And Buddha gave him this course and he became Sotapan. After become Sotapan, he invited Buddha and his great follower to come for meal, dana, next day. And on the next day, he offered the bamboo grove to the Sangha to be the place for them to spend their vasa. So bamboo grove is the first monastery offered to Sangha, leaded by Buddha. So while in bamboo grove, there's one very important episode happen. You know what? In bamboo grove, there's one very important thing happen. That is the two top disciples of the Buddha, Sariputta and Moggallana, came to see the Buddha in bamboo grove. Before that, Sariputta called Upatissa and Gorita. They are the Brahmin. They learn from Sanjaya, not our Sanjaya. The name is the same, Sanjaya. So they learn from the Sanjaya, but they cannot gain enlightenment. So one day when Upatissa, who is Sariputta later on, went out and saw Asaji. Asaji is one of the five monks that follow the Buddha. So then he saw Asaji's, his gesture, everything is so mindful. He must be the enlightened one. Let us follow him and ask what Dharma he practiced. So he followed Asaji and asked Asaji, what Dharma you practice? Who is your teacher? Asaji said, Sakya monk is my teacher. Then the Dharma, he said, I just newly ordained. I cannot give you very long discourse like me. I can give you very short, brief discourse. Then Sariputta said, no problem. You give as much you can tell me. My wisdom will digest it. Because Sariputta is top in wisdom. So he got confident that I can understand. You tell as short as possible and let my wisdom to understand it. You see, a great man say differently. If a wisdom low people, you tell me the longer, the better. But for Sariputta, no. Don't tell me the long one. Short one enough. My wisdom will understand. Okay? So Asaji give very long. Buddha say everything arise due to cause. And Buddha tell the cause already, and all these causes will come to cessation. Okay, any of you become enlightened now? None. But Sariputta become enlightened. Sariputta heard everything come from the causes. And Buddha tell the causes. And all the causes will come to cessation. Immediately, it becomes Sotapanna. Yeah. We listen 100 times or so, no feeling. Therefore, we are third class of people. We are not first class of people. Right? Remember I tell 4 categories of people? Sariputta belong to first category. Listen to short discourse, become enlightened. We also listen, but nothing happened to us. Therefore, we have to admit we are not the first class. Neither we are the second class. The best is we are the third class. Third class also got a lot of hopes. So long not the fourth class. Okay. So, then Sariputta get very excited. Tell me, where is your teacher? My teacher is in Membu Grove, Lachaka Hill. Sariputta also in Lachaka Hill at that time. So he quickly go and tell Gorita, Mangalana, Gorita. Gorita is Mangalana. Before he become monk, his name is Gorita. Because they are, two of them are good friends, they already promised each other, who see the deathless, please come and tell each other. So he quickly go and see Gorita, say, I found the path, and repeated what he had heard to Mangalana, and Mangalana also become Sotapan, because Mangalana also belong to first class of people. Okay? Then two of them get very excited. Say, we quickly go and follow Buddha. But before that, we still have gratitude toward the Sanjaya. Let us ask him to come together. But Sanjaya said that, I already become teacher for so long. How can I become a student again? You will go. The wise people will follow you to Buddha. The foolish people will follow after me. Then, so Buddha, so because Sariputta, Gorita and Upatissa, they also have a lot of followers. They are also wealthy person, renowned person. So they bring all his followers, they left the Sanjaya to go and see Buddha. And Sanjaya was heartbroken and vomit blood. Due to his conceit, he cannot follow Buddha. He thought he is a great teacher already. How can I go and become student again? Okay? So when the Upatissa and Gorita came to Membu Grove, offered by King Nimisara, then Buddha saw them. And Buddha announced in the public, see, my two top disciples are coming. Then among the assembly, some people show their disapproval. They protest. They are just coming. Who are they? We do not know. And this disciple, 5 Panchavagiye, these 5 monks have been following you, serving you before you strive for enlightenment, right? And this Uruvela Kasapa and his brother bring thousands of followers for you, and all of them become arahant already. Why you go and declare that these 2 new coming people are your top disciple? One is right-hand disciple, one is left-hand disciple, the most eminent disciple of the Buddha. So many people feel discontent. They protest. Okay, why? Why Buddha appointed them to become great? Not great. So in the Savaka, Savaka means Buddha's disciple. They are also got category one. The first category is called Aga Savaka, only 2 persons. We call Aga means top. Aga Savaka, only 2 persons. Mahamangalana and Sariputta. Then below the top disciple, there's great disciple. We call Mahasavaka. There are 80 of them, including Mahakasapa, Ananda, Anuruddha, Kondanya, and so on. So, why Sariputta and Mangalana are appointed to be top disciples? I think if you are the 5 Panchavagiye, you also feel discontent. I follow you so long time, I serve you so long time, you don't appoint me as top, but why you appointed these 2 young Brahmin? Why? Why?
They had an aspiration in their past life.
Yeah. Each person got his title. Like Anuruddha are foremost in divine eyes. Because in his past, he made aspiration to become a Mahasavaka to possess divine eyes. Similarly, Kolita and Upatissa in the past, they make aspiration to become Agasavaka, top disciple. And no need to jealous of them because they practice harder than others. To become top disciple, they got to practice paramita for I think if I'm not mistaken, 1 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa. Buddha has to shortest to become Buddha. There are 6 categories of Buddha. One is foremost in wisdom. So he become Buddha by way of wisdom, and the shorter duration is 4 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa, like Gautama Buddha. The second category, gain enlightened through faith. This Buddha takes 8 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa. This is the second category of Buddha. Third category of Buddha is through effort. He become Buddha, and this type, this category takes 8 times 2, 16 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa. So to become the top disciple, Pacheka Buddha takes 2 asankhaya. Pacheka Buddha cannot teach. But to become the top disciple, it takes 1 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa. So Mahamoggallana and Sariputta takes 100,000 1 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa. Then the Anuruddha Mahakasapa take less than 1 asankhaya and 100,000 kappa. So they deserve it because they practice very hard, they practice longer in order to become top disciple of the Buddha. Okay, so Buddha explained to them, it's not I bias. It's simply because it's their inspiration and they fulfill their inspiration. Then after that, Moggallana tried very hard. Within 7 days, he became Arahant. But Sariputta, who is foremost in wisdom, takes 2 weeks longer than Moggallana. Why? Sariputta is foremost in wisdom. He should be quicker. But why he takes longer time to become Arahant? Because he need to analyze many states of consciousness. Like he's very profound in Abhidhamma. He teach Abhidhamma. So he takes time. Takes time to go deeper to analyze his different states of consciousness. Therefore, it takes longer time. Just like you all after lunch, after your meal, you all can go and sleep. I cannot sleep. I got to prepare my talk. In order to give good talk, you see, I got to, connect each one and remember the sutta. You see, I don't see books. I don't see notes on, right? So I practice harder than you all. Right? Therefore, my attainment should be higher than you all, right? Okay, so Buddha, Sariputta, take longer time. So now come to the last part of my talk. I'm going to give very long talk because also very tired for my truth. How he gained enlightenment. So at that time, there's one ascetic called Dikkhanakka. Dikkha means long. Nakha means this nail. Long nail, ascetic. He is a nephew of Venerable Sariputta, but he practiced ascetic. He's not a follower of the Buddha, but he has a question to ask Buddha. So Buddha knows he will become Sotapan, so Buddha doesn't mind to give him talk. So at that time, Venerable Sariputta not yet become Arahant. He stand behind Buddha, fencing him. Buddha, one arrow, shoot 2 birds. One is for his nephew, one is for Venerable Sariputta. So Buddha talk about feeling again. He say, there are 3 types of feeling. What are the three? Please repeat for me. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neither pleasant nor unpleasant feeling. These three types of feeling cannot arise together. Huh? Only one type of feeling arises at one time. So when there is pleasant feeling, there was no unpleasant feeling because they contrast to each other. So either one, only one can arise at one time. Huh? Three cannot arise together. Then Buddha say, this feeling is born from causes. They cannot arise without causes. All teaching of the Buddha is connected with cause and effect. Huh? So this feeling arises due to causes. What are the causes? What are the causes? Only one. Only one causes. Please remember that. Contact, contact. Don't forget contact. How many contacts we have?
Six.
Eye, please repeat after me. Eye contact, ear contact, nose contact, tongue contact, body contact, mind contact. Let's say food, when you take food, when the food touch your tongue, immediately you have pleasant feeling one. Unless the food you don't like one. The food you don't like, then there will arise unpleasant feeling. So you can check when eating. Don't enjoy too much. Arouse your mindfulness to see your feeling, okay? So feeling arise due to causes. So feeling is dependent arisen state. What is dependent arisen state? Is permanent or impermanent? Impermanent. What is impermanent? Is it suffering or happiness? Suffering. What is impermanent? Subject to change and suffering. Can you regard feeling as myself or not? No. Yes. So Buddha teach this feeling, contemplation on feeling to Sariputta's nephew as well as to Sariputta. And after the talk, Venerable Sariputta was fencing him become Arahant. And his nephew while listening to Buddha's talk become Sotapanna. So Venerable Sariputta by listening to talk become Arahant because he belong to first type of people. Okay. None, anybody become Arahant? No. Then we are not first type of people. We better admit it. Don't hope that by listening to talk, I don't have to try, I become, no. Such people do not exist in this world. Exist during Buddha's time only. Okay. So after that, this great disciple, we call top disciple, not great, top Agasavaka. One is left-hand disciple, Mangalana, who foremost in psychic power. One is right-hand disciple, Sariputta, foremost in wisdom. So they help Buddha to spread the Dhamma. So they help so much. So when Venerable Sariputta and Mahamangalana pass into Parinibbana, so one day, Buddha in the assembly told the monks, oh monks, you see, now this group of monks appear to me empty. Why? Because Mahamangalana and Sariputta already left. Doesn't mean the other monks are not useful, no. Buddha trying to say how much they help in spreading the Dhamma. So this is the episode to me. I feel very important that happened in Bamboo Grove, the garden offered by King Nimisara. Okay. After that, Buddha come to Kusinara. Yesterday, I already tell you what's happening. Later, tomorrow, we are going to Savasthi. So today in the car, I will study the talk. How to give you what's happening in Savasthi. Okay. That's all for today.